is a few days away from Palm Sunday when he has this teaching time with some adults and children. Actually, the children are so small they don't know what's going on, and his disciples. So he's changing lives as he's headed toward the cross and the resurrection, and every day be open to the Lord like that. People are bringing children to Jesus to have the Lord bless them. And he touches them, he holds them, he puts his arms around them. A good example for us if we want to, be expressing love and the love of God to other people, probably involved doing that, certainly to little ones. So that was a way of blessing children. Maybe he gave a blessing from the Old Testament, the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you. You can imagine Jesus very excited, thankful, and the adults there enjoying the whole thing with the exception of the disciples. Okay, before the blessing, the disciples get angry, want to shoo the children away. Okay, go away, don't bother Jesus. He has important people to talk to, namely us. And so he did not see the children fitting in to the plans that God had for discipleship or the world. So back then, children were not looked at in a real positive manner, didn't have much importance in the eyes of the people or in the eyes of the disciples, as we see here. Children were unaccomplished and unlearned. Unlearned, you might say. And it's like the 13-year-old who looks at his little brother who's in third grade and says, tell me something you know that I don't. Okay, I don't know if you've ever done that. And the little one, of course, is pretty sharp and says, well, young ones learn more than old ones. So, ha-ha. And that's something to remember when we think of what we take in from God and from learning itself. Little ones do learn much more rapidly, much more accurately than any of us over 30. So, that's something to keep in mind. But the children back then, small and weak, were not seen as great, certainly had no ability to fit in with the disciples and what they thought Jesus wanted to accomplish. Even here, Luke tells us that these little ones were infants who were brought to Jesus. So they're very small, very helpless. And we might think the disciples are kind of ignorant and mean for not including the children in on what's going on. But you can imagine identifying with them, I think, a little bit. Let's say we had a very important guest speaker come to the church today, Franklin Graham, or somebody like that. Okay, Franklin Graham, he's coming to speak to a morning service, maybe his big Sunday school class, whatever it might be. And somebody said, well, where's Franklin Graham? I don't know, where did he go? Well, he's in the nursery, What's he doing in the nursery? Well, he's in there and he's holding the babies and he's blessing them and he's taking time and talking to the adults around them. And we would say, well, who distracted him with that, Who got him off track from what he's supposed to be doing? He's supposed to be here for the most important ones, namely us, No, not the case in the Bible that Jesus would come, look at the children and say, they are very important. We can learn a lot from their hearts to God and their helplessness as to how we're to be also toward the Lord. So Jesus is angry about the disciples holding the children away and the adults away who brought them. And sadly, we want to learn from that because we have a susceptibility as disciples to not be a bridge to bring people to Christ, but to be a barrier. Okay, you don't want to be a barrier from anybody coming to the Lord. And so you think, is your soul a help to say, come and meet Christ, or a hindrance? Do people have to get past you to meet Jesus? Okay, that's what was happening with the disciples. Do people have to get past the church to believe in Jesus? That would be a sin. You would say, come, meet the Lord, then get to know the church. And Jesus sets all of the folks free with some great teaching, the adults, the disciples, and any child who's old enough to hear. He says, let the little children come to me. Don't hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Now, that was a surprise, because you would think the kingdom of God, that's such a very, very important teaching. God's rule in the lives of people. You know, who does it belong to? Does it belong to a certain group? Does it belong to just the Jewish folks? Does it belong to just the big sinners who need to come to repentance? Or does it belong to such as children? Okay. Somebody with the heart of a child. Somebody who has openness. Somebody who says, okay, what can I learn from Jesus there? And Jesus says, if you can't receive his kingdom like a child, we won't enter it. And shortly before he's blessing these children in Matthew 18, just a couple of incidences before this, Jesus pulls another zinger. The disciples are arguing as to who is the greatest among them and who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, actually. And they're waiting for Jesus' reply. And he could have said Peter or James or John or maybe John the Baptist. You know, he gave his life for the cause there. But Jesus calls a little child in answer to the question, who is the greatest among you? A 4 or 5 year old child, you know, you stand here, Mikey, okay? You right there. Okay? Jesus says, now, unless you change and become as a little child, you really won't be great or no greatness in my kingdom. And he says, you know, if you welcome a child like this too, it's like welcoming me. Something about the heart of God working toward somebody with a childlike heart. Okay, not an automatic age thing, but a childlike heart that God would work in our souls readily. Remember how God invaded the planet for salvation. God the Son, all-powerful, all-knowing, became a little child. Okay, a little child. And so God says, let me reach the heart like that. Also in the older adult. Keep the virtue of a child. Dear children, don't you want that for the young ones? Keep the virtue of a childlike heart. Don't we want that for anybody who would say, I want to be a child of God through faith in Christ. Keep the childlike heart. You can do it. Doesn't matter what your age is. I know people in their 90s who have a childlike heart. Okay, they see God a lot. It's easy for them to pray, oh Lord, with you nothing is impossible. It's a childlike heart that God could give us. Robbie Zacharias, a very PhD kind of guy, quotes a poem about being like a child. He does it in a book called Recapture the Wonder. Pretty good book if you get a hold of it. The poem goes like this. Innocent play and laughter, tire swings and fun. They soon ended when I thought they'd just begun. Thinking back on, just the adventure of childhood. How I long for the days of childhood when life was uncluttered and free. Maybe there's a way to change my goals and capture the me that was me. Is there a way for me to gain again the heart of a child? I can remember when, as a little one, even before I knew the Lord, when I would try to pray, it was almost like, well, I really believe God is listening here, you know. I really believe he cares about what's going on in my life, rebellious as I was. And as a young Christian, I remember anything the Bible said, I would say, oh, this is great. Let's go do this, you know. There was no, wait a minute, I have to figure out, you know, the possible tangents that are involved in this message here. I just said, this is what it says. Let's trust God about this. The heart of a child, God could give that to us again and not let it be weighed down by a maturity that's not of God. Okay, it took us away from his kingdom and his ruling more than helped us to change our goals, capture the me that was me. Change, said Jesus, and become like little children. Unless we do that. Unless we want to do that. I don't want to be like a little child. I want to be something else. Jesus said, keep the little child soul. in you? What are children like that we can ask God to build into our souls? A couple affirmations and truths from the Bible. God's Spirit tells us, tells our spirit that we are children of God through faith in Christ. So if you're uncertain, I wonder where I am with God. God can make you a child of His. The most loving one in the universe saying, hey, I want to be as close to you as a really, really good parent would be to a child. God's Spirit tells our spirit we are children of God. Galatians 5, as dearly loved children, live a life of love. So something about children, they can love with a little bit of practice, a little bit of observation. They pick it up really quickly. I see children sometimes they have stuff and the ability to share. Once they claim the whole universe as mine, which we also do, they do have that ability to share. Okay, dearly loved children, live a life of love. 1 John chapter 5. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us that we should be called children of God. And we know in the Bible, little ones have a bent toward rebellion. You know, that's why the movie The Children of the Corn, you know, that was a big hit back in 1984 there. You know, who knows what those children are going to do? They'll take you out. But more so, said Jesus, change, become like a little child toward God, and God will change your life. He can help you with that. Here's some Bible words that show us the heart of a child. Teachable has to do with disciple, a learner, that we would tremble at God's word. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 66. You know, for a child to be somebody, you set them loose, it's like everything's new. Take a child to the zoo, the museum, the candy store. It's all the same. It's like, wow. And to have that heart that I can know God in the moment. I can know God in this moment. I want to be like a little child like that. A child is trusting. Okay. Get in the car. We're going somewhere. Okay. Sure. Eat this broccoli. It's good for you. You know, with a lot of salt, they do it. There. Trusting. Children, they just go along. You think of a child again. You know, man, get up, you're going to school. You're going to the dentist now, go to the dentist. It's like they have virtually no say on things. They're, right? Just go with it. Now, trusting is a good thing. We can be trusting because God remains faithful, 2 Timothy says, even when we don't have a lot of faith. God will be there for us when we can't be there for Him. Child is trusting. Jesus can give us that trusting heart. Child is humble. Recognition of their limitations. They're willing to receive. Okay, I don't have it. Give it to me. That's a childlike faith. One of the qualities Jacob had in the Old Testament. I want that. That blessing's not even mine, but I want it. And God used it to bless Jacob in spite of himself. Jesus said, come to Him, because Jesus was humble. The best way to learn limitations is to meet the Lord. Because if you meet Him, you'll be, oh boy, I got limitations, that's for sure. Because Jesus has none. He's all powerful. And so to be willing to receive help, a child would. Heaven, a child would. Holiness, a child would say, make my heart like God's. And then Jesus Himself to be willing to receive. And then a child also is innocent. Innocent about evil. That means they're not impressed with evil, you know. Hey, let's go do the worst thing we can, you know. Most children don't go in that direction. Romans 16 says, be innocent. I would have you be innocent about evil. That means you're not impressed with sin. You know, sin has limitations. It's a finite thing. It's going to pass away. But the one who does God's will lives forever. So you have eternity versus finite piece of dust. Get away. And the Lord can give us child view of the universe like that, a view of how life is. And then children dream and wonder. They have dreams. They think God can do anything. And they trust Him about that. And God's Word says He'll do more than we think or ask. He has better dreams for us than we have for ourselves. Just say, Lord, can you give me what I don't have, a childlike heart? Can you recreate in me that which I once had, a childlike heart? Oh, I could, from God's Spirit, He gives, all of a sudden you're loving like a child, you're joyful like a child. You have some peace in your life. George Beverly Shea sang these words about the wonder of God Himself. He said, there's a wonder of the sunset and a wonder of the sunrise that I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me. The wonder that God would call us a child in your soul. Become like a child. Change and become like a little child, said Jesus. He said, I went to church. I was heading toward Easter, just like Jesus heading toward the Palm Sunday. I heard Jesus teach, change and become like a little child. The kingdom of God belongs to like these children. And I said, Lord, I'll be that child. I'll be childlike again. I'm tired of being me, old crabby old me. I want to be childlike again. And God will do that for you. And gave a kingdom to our soul we never had. You could be a very staunch learner, you know, like Nicodemus. He says to Jesus, I know you know some good things, Jesus. And what should I do? And Jesus said, well, you have to be born again. Nicodemus says, what do you mean? I have to act like a baby again? Become a baby again? Jesus said, yeah. Start there. You're a baby anyway. Another way, but be young toward me. And there's a video that was on a website, Christianity Today, that shows some children in the Middle East. They're in Iraq. They have Christian families, I believe, and they're being interviewed about all the destruction in their lives. I think ISIS in that part of Iraq got them going toward Mosul. Mosul was a free city and then a conquered city by ISIS, now free again. It kind of goes back and forth. But these children are living in a mall. It's like a dream come true for some of the ones here, living in the mall. But they have to live there, okay? Nothing for sale. But they live there, and you know, they sense God's help for them. And just hear their childlike heart. It's something that God could put in us. Why? Through faith in His Son. And Frank, maybe you got it up there with Devin. It's 3 minutes. You'll notice one gal says Allah for God. I think that's just the Arab name for God. I don't believe she's a Muslim, because she's familiar with this ministry called SAT7, I think.
النهارده يا ولاد احنا هنيجي نزور مجموعه تانية من الاطفال في مكان اسمه عنكاوا مول. تعالوا ندخل جوه ونشوف الولاد النهارده عايشين ازاي. ازيك يا فلورين؟
مليحه.
ازيك يا مريوم؟
زينة.
انت كويسه؟
يس.
طيب انتوا لما بتفتكروا ايام كراكوش والوقت بتاع بيتكم، ايه اكتر حاجه بتزعلوا ان هي مش موجوده هنا دلوقتي؟
احنا نريد مدرستنا وكنيستنا. يسوع معانا اي مكان نروح، يسوع معانا هو.
يعني حتى هنا في المخيم يسوع معاكي؟
نعم.
يسوع فين؟
قلبنا.
طب واليسوع يبقى عايش في قلبه، مش بيبقى بيضحك؟
ايه،
عشان كده انتوا تضحكوا صح؟ ازيك يا مريم؟
زينة. انت كيفك؟
انا زي الفل. انت بتتفرج عليه شيك فعلا؟
ايوه.
وايه رايك بتحبي البرنامج؟
ايوه.
تحبي سات 7 كيدز؟
ايه.
ايه اكتر حاجه انت حاسه ان هي كنت بتحبيها في كراكوش مش موجوده هنا دلوقتي في المخيم؟
كان عندنا بيت وكنا متونسين، بس يعني هنا ما متونسين، بس الحمد لله يعني الله سترنا.
قصدك ايه يعني ايه الله سترنا؟
يعني الله حبنا وما قبل يعني يقتلونا داعش.
انت حاسه بايه ناحيه الناس اللي ممكن تبقى خرجتك من البيت وتعبتك؟
ما راح اسويهم ولا شيء، بس يعني اقول لله يسامحهم.
وانت تقدري تسامحيهم كمان؟
ايوه.
كنت بتحبي المدرسه في كراكوش صح؟
ايوه، وكنت اولى دايما.
كان عندك اصحاب كمان في المدرسه؟
ايوه.
مريم انت عارفه ان انت بطله؟
انا احب اكون بطله، واحب ايضا اكون بالمدرسه، لان اللي بالمدرسه يحبون المدرسه، هم اللي كانوا يطلعون دائما اوائل.
انت علمتيني حاجات كتير قوي.
شكرا. وانت حتى علمتني.
علمتك ايه انا؟
علمتني يعني ما علمتني يعني حسيت بمشاعري، حسيت بمشاعري، انا كان عندي مشاعر واريد يعني يعرفون الناس ايش هي مشاعر هذول الاطفال اللي هنا. حبي لي فادي ما لي يوم انسى يا ومن انسى يا دي عمر جديد يوم سعيد يوم اتحادي بالحبيب.
Pretty powerful with God's influence on these young ones, you know, change and become like a little child. The 10-year-old, or that last one there, the quick response she gave, which I think was very genuine. Would you forgive the people who wiped out your house? Yes. You know, it was like no hesitation whatsoever. And then the thing she's learning, she said, oh, it wasn't what information necessarily that she got from the interviewer, but that he felt for her. And so that was a learning experience. Okay, the good thing that this fella who does interviews has concerns for how she's doing. That was a learning time for her. So obviously she's going to model that kind of compassion and concern to other people as she grows up. And of course the two little ones at the beginning are pretty impressive about Jesus being in the camp that they were staying in. And also, that Jesus was, where's Jesus, you know? Well, he's in my heart. I mean, she was right on it in terms of the truth of who the Lord is. And Jesus says, we could see Jesus telling us, okay, this is how we are to look, certainly expressing it with maturity, which we do value, and Christian growth. But remember, if you want to grow, hey, childlike people grow a lot faster than non-childlike people, right? Whatever your age is in that way. So Jesus can give us a heart of a child that's actually strong, has a lot of faith, and God can show his rule in our lives in this way. So we pray and ask him to keep doing this for us. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you as you went to Palm Sunday. You stopped and taught some about children. You said that they're the way they are a lot of greatness in there. And also that we can change and become like them in terms of receptivity to you, our ability to trust you. We want to hear your word so we can trust you better. And just that growing mentality. We do thank you, Lord. Again, young ones, little ones grow better than adults, any way you look at it. Thankfully, they don't get proud about it. They grow physically, they grow emotionally more rapidly, they grow spiritually more rapidly. So we could be in this way, not that we're into the rapid part, but the continuous aspect of our relationship with you. Thank you. You'd call us children of God. if we want to all say today, Jesus is my Lord, so I am a child of God. And I can have a new life with Jesus now and forever. Bless us as we sing about your great work. In your name we pray. Amen.